All right. Good morning, 8:11. Brock Hunter.
Black gutter flipped upside down.
What?
I'm singing the song.
Oh, you're singing the song.
Keep going. That's like the only part I know.
Keep going.
I don't know that. I don't know it.
Yeah, gun to my head, I could probably do it, but just because you really got to think of it.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
Yeah. West Philadelphia, born and raised. On the basketball court is where I spent most of my days.
Yeah, here we go.
Something to school.
I think I can do the Carlton dance better than I can sing the theme song.
I've practiced the Carlton dance.
Yeah, oh yeah.
More. You ever do it in the shower? I do it in the shower.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Or anytime it like comes on anywhere.
Yeah.
Not unusual to have with anyone. Dude, immediate Carlton dance.
You have to. You have to. Anyway, that's a weird way
to
start.
You know, he's
a break.
Like a legit, like, he grew up dancing with Michael Jackson. He did a Pepsi commercial impersonating Michael Jackson.
What's his name? Alfonso?
Alfonso something.
Rubio
yeah.
or something like that. Yeah.
The guy can cut a rug.
He can cut a rug. He yeah. really can.
He was on like, what?
Dance with the Stars. And I think he won, didn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. Just did it with the Carlton.
And he
man.
Busted out the Carlton.
Every single dance he did the Carlton. It was amazing. It was amazing. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
There's a lot of idiots out there. I don't even know which one I should. I mean, we got a guy that started meowing. We have a guy who was mad over bread. Mm-hmm. Drunk guy. And then, let's do this one. Right. This one has to do with hiding something. 40-year-old guy near Tampa named Wesley Scott was arrested last Friday on an outstanding warrant. And when the cops took him to jail, he claimed he didn't have any drugs or weapons on him. Now, when they got him to the jail and they started to strip search him, he produced 3 syringes from his anus.
Oh, wow.
All right. Up in there. The old prison wallet. Tried to do the old prison wallet. Then he handed them to one of the guards and he tried to claim that they actually belong to someone else. They're not mine. I'm holding them for a friend. They're not mine, I swear.
It's not going to work, man.
He said he found them somewhere, but he didn't go into much detail. Now he's facing fresh charges for smuggling contraband into a correctional facility. This is the guy.
You know, I found them somewhere. And I was going to be a good Samaritan and throw them away. And unfortunately, my pockets were full of stuff. And I didn't really have anywhere to put them. So
I wasn't wearing my cargo shorts. So I was like, what am I going to do?
What am I going to do?
Where should I put these syringes?
You know, I left my fanny pack at home. You know?
Were
the needles capped?
It doesn't say. I hope to God they were. If they weren't, then this guy's got a whole new set of issues we need to discuss. Yeah. What is the deal with smuggling things up there? I don't understand it.
And then he was going to use it after.
Yeah.
You know, you put that needle inside of you.
Even druggies in the joint are like, I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll just deal with the come down. I'm fine.
The Joneses sound a little bit better than your...
No, I'm okay. Than your duty syringes. Good God. Why? No.